This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Conversations about the 2018 Farm Bill were dished out last weekend in Montgomery County. Bernie and Pam Hand of Fillmore partnered with the Illinois Stewardship Alliance to offer a Farm Bill meeting over wine and good food and caffeine on Friday evening. I caught up with Pam this week to see what issues were concerning local farmers and to talk about what farmers can do to make their voices heard.
Along with the Illinois Stewardship Alliance, Bernie and I hosted a dishing on the Farm Bill down at Forsyth Vineyard, down at Coffeen, and we had a wonderful turnout for the evening and had some really good discussion around the tables, and was just thrilled with the whole evening.
Great to hear that you had a good turnout for that, and I know the Farm Bill is on a lot of farmers' minds, as it should be, as we're waiting to and trying to create a new one for either 2018 or 2019. Pam, I know that you had several things that you wanted to visit about that night, but for you and your husband, Bernie, what is on the top of your mind being farmers in Montgomery County? What concerns you the most?
Well, just making sure that the small farmer and medium-sized farmers are also included in all thoughts and processes of the new Farm Bill. We're worried about conservation, and then being a small farmer, we also have some specialty crops, and that is causing a lot of concern with some of the funding and whether or not we will be included and thought about in the new Farm Bill as well.
Did other farmers share those concerns? Were you able to talk about those things Friday night?
Oh, yes. We had a local farmer there that has used some money to build some fencing for their goats and their livestock. And that was just one of the many conversations that was going on. Diane Forsey herself talked about participating back in the early days with the farmers market, and now then with their local wines and what they're doing down here at Coffeen. And we had several smaller livestock producers in with our group, and we all just had questions to ask. We're asking, you know, that local farms do matter. Whenever we have the farmers market, that is direct funding. I mean, you know, you have the purchaser is right there talking to the people that are producing their food. It's not being shipped in from heaven only knows where, and so the shipping cost is less, and the freshness of the produce is better, and whether it's eggs or summer produce that we're able to produce. And we're very blessed in this area to have several orchards, you know, where we can go get the fresh apples, the fresh peaches, and not have to have the ones that are shipped in from all across the country. I mean, we're very lucky in this country to be able to have fresh produce year-round and produce that is shipped in, but local is always better. I don't care who you are. A fresh peach is always better than something that's been sitting on the shelf.
Absolutely. I'd have to agree with you, Pam. And there's something special about knowing the farmer that grew it, whether it's yourself or your neighbor, and you know exactly where that food came from. Not saying that other foods aren't safe because they might not be local, but it's pretty cool that we can grow some of these things right at home and then eat them ourselves, and we are blessed in that aspect. You mentioned advocating for the farmers market. You are encouraging farmers not only to have discussion amongst yourselves, but to talk with legislators, and there's going to be a special day just for that in Springfield?
Yes, they're having a lobby day at Springfield on April the 26th. And if you've never participated in a lobby day, they're actually having a training before we go over to the Capitol building and to meet with our local legislators here in the state of Illinois. And that will be at 10 a.m. at the Arlington Restaurant, which is just across the street from the Capitol building. and the address there is 210 Broadway Street. And the Stewardship Alliance is also promoting this, and they will, some of the bullet points that we want to make sure that we talk to our legislators about is funds to match the SNAP dollars at the farmers market. They're knowing across the state this is increasing the amount of money that's being able to be spent at the farmers market. It's helping people who might not go to the farmers market to get out there and find the freshest fruits and vegetables to take home to their families. And with the increasing the money that is spent at a farmer's market, you're not only helping those families, you're helping the people that's there with the farmer's market. So it's a twofold thing that just really is proving across the state to be a wonderful thing. Another thing that we're trying to come up with is in the Food Freedom Act that was just passed in 2017, for some unknown reason, tomatoes and tomato-based products that have value added, like your salsas or homemade ketchup or, you know, things that you've already cut up the tomato for and processed, whether it's a frozen product or a can, you know, those things were not included in the Food Freedom Act. And that is all of your foods for the home kitchens that is produced and sold to people. And we want the tomatoes included in that. And another thing that we're going to really be pushing for is to fully fund our local soil and water districts. The local soil and water conservation districts in our county. Montgomery County, I know here, has struggled the last few years with funding, and we really need these programs to help keep our soil where it belongs.
Well, they're all very important issues, Pam, and that's great that there's going to be a day that everyone can gather in Springfield and be advocates for agriculture and local farmers and talk about produce and all these things. And definitely, I've had conversations about funding for the soil and water conservation districts, and you're right, it is an issue, and they do need funding, and they do implement great programs in our county and across the state. Pam, the Illinois Stewardship Alliance, you said the meeting you had was you partnered with them on it. Is this a group that you're pretty involved with? Have you done other activities with them?
We have. I think with having the organic farm, they're a advocate for us as well and different things that they are supporting across the state. And they had their annual meeting in Springfield this last February, and Bernie and I went up to attend and have lunch with them, and that's where we were all at, and they were asking for people to help host these events, and Bernie was sitting in front of me, and he turned around, and I had my hand in the air, and he was kind of surprised. So we were, they said yes, they'd like to work with us, and the last few years, yes, we've been busy working with them, so, and enjoying their help promoting our products.
Sure. Well, it sounds like you have a great relationship and great turnout for that meeting, and I can assume that you're going to do more great things in the future. Probably would encourage anyone involved, whether it's on the organic side of farming or they're just, whether it's like specialty crops, you mentioned 4C with having the vineyard, encourage folks like them to get involved with the Illinois Stewardship Alliance.
Oh, yes, yes. And have their telephone number here as well. Their telephone number is 217-528-1563.
All right, sounds great. And you did have contact information for one of our U.S. congressmen that people could contact. And you're not only encouraging the contact Rodney Davis, but also other local legislators, anyone that could have a voice for you all.
Yes. But the thing is, was contacting Rodney Davis he is on the House subcommittee for the Farm Bill. So he has a direct ear to the Farm Bill, and that's the reason why we really need to let him know who we are, where we're from, and that we are his constituents, and we need his help with the 2018 Farm Bill. And that is Rodney Davis at 108 West Market Street, Taylorville, Illinois, 62568.
Pam Hand of Fillmore, and for more information on the Illinois Stewardship Alliance and their events, you can also visit ilstewards.org. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.